This is truly an impressive sight. Generally, my words of wisdom are relegated to my wife and my four children and my 32 Twitter followers. I don't know why they follow me, but this audience is significantly... But I think my comments might be a little longer than 140 characters. So, as president of the Alumni Association, I hereby confer on each of you graduates lifetime membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. We offer our congratulations and welcome you into this great association of more than 370,000 members. You'll have many opportunities to join your fellow alumni in meaningful activities associated with the university. This sea of blue gowns and the collective accomplishment it represents fills my alumni soul with pride. Looking at the seats above you, you can see others who have gathered today to honor your tremendous achievement. Friends and family celebrate with you today as you cross that finish line to graduation. 4 years ago, I was thrilled with my own daughter's acceptance to this university and circled today, this date, as the day I would celebrate her graduation. But instead of wearing a cap and gown today, Caitlin is on an island. It was hard for me to get through this one, right? Caitlin was on an island in off of Italy wearing a missionary name tag and practical shoes instead of a cap and gown. And that fills my paternal soul with pride. So, and since that time, we've received many of you into our family of circle. In our family circle. Friends, roommates, extended family are here today, and I express my personal congratulations to Zoe and Ashley and Whitney and Eric and Michael and Matt and Elise and others that we have come to know through our association here at BYU. I also offer congratulations to Josh Merrill for not only graduating today, but also surviving 12 consecutive weeks of teaching Italian to my two missionary daughters in the MTC. Josh, tell Paige hello for me when you see her. She leaves for Milan on Tuesday. Today is a mark of incredible achievement. Each graduate here represents a unique story of dedication and perseverance, and we are proud of you. Since my own daughter is not here today, I'd like to give you the advice I expected to give her today. The Apostle Paul likened this life unto a race when he said, "Let us run with patience the race that is set before us." So following that analogy, consider the fact that the finish line that you cross today is simultaneously a starting line for the next phase of life. It brings new meaning to the phrase line upon line, doesn't it? As you approach that starting line, my advice is first to get ready. To get what you want, you must first be ready for what you want. And President Thomas S. Monson stated, "Preparation for life's opportunities has never been more vital. We live in a changing society. Intense competition is a part of life. Preparation is not a matter of perhaps or maybe. It is a mandate. The old phrase, ignorance is bliss, is forever gone. Preparation precedes performance," close quote. I'm confident that your education at BYU has prepared you academically, practically, and spiritually to be ready to run the race that is set before you and that you will perform well. Next, you must get set, or in other words, you must be set in the values that you have internalized here. Continue to stand firmly planted and be not moved in the high standards of integrity that you have incorporated into your lives here at BYU. The third step is to go. Just as students consider the world our campus, BYU alumni have truly gone forth from this campus in excellence to work and serve in communities locally and around the globe. Now is your turn to go and do the same. Remember to take the spirit of the Y with you and represent us well. My final admonition is to look for opportunities to return. Luke 12:48 states, "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required." The race of life often brings you full circle on life's track, so you will be able to return and bless BYU with your time, talent, and treasure. As alumni, you can offer your time and talent by mentoring and preparing the next generation of BYU students. You can participate in local chapters, you can attend sporting events, wear blue on casual Fridays, and look to hire fellow BYU alumni, and then look for other opportunities to support the Cougars whenever you can. It may not seem like it today, but you will be able to share your treasure too. 7 of the last 8 buildings constructed on campus have been substantially funded by generous donors. These donations have come in every size from individual alumni and from members of the President's Leadership Council. The current construction of the new Life Sciences building reminds us that we will always be in need for BYU to have state-of-the-art resources for its students. The privilege of giving back is not dependent on how much or how little you have, so please don't block our caller ID number when we call. Giving is a form of service that always blesses both parties. And I testify that as my family and I have served this university, we have been blessed immeasurably. Thank you for all you have done as students here on campus and all that you will do as alumni of Brigham Young University. I leave this with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.